It is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Thank you very much for downloading the very latest edition of the Hot or Not podcast. I have to say, if you're listening to this now, I'm actually in Australia. Hilarious, because obviously this bit's a recording. Do you know what? It's going to be sunny. I'm going to be lying on a beach. I'm going to be sipping a pina colada, brackets, non-alcoholic version, close brackets. Actually, none of that's true. I shall be being best man at a wedding and then doing a day's work. Can you believe it? Anyway, on today's podcast, a little bit of this.
Marvin, it's time to pick up your phone.
This.
Owen. Owen.
No, can't say I remember one called Owen. And this.
I saw a very rude picture on somebody's mobile phone.
So enjoy the very latest Hot or Not podcast and thank you for downloading.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Okay, time to get our special guest onto the phone line. If you remember The X Factor at the end of last year, you'll know friends of the show are JLS on the line now. Marvin, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Peters.
How are you?
I'm very, very good. Good to hear from you. Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're all very well. We've been wondering how it's going for you because tonight the tour is live in Cardiff, I gather.
That's correct. I've literally just come off stage. I'm in between because we basically go on a couple of times during the show and I'm now sort of getting ready to go on again for our main set. So it's all good. Cardiff is really good tonight, actually.
And is it true that you are actually locked in the toilet because that was the quietest place you could find?
Yeah, because the boys, we don't get star treatment like Alex, so all of the boys are in one dressing room.
Does Alexandra get her own? Does she get her own dressing room?
Yes, she does, yeah. But perks then of winning.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I suppose that is a perk of being the winner of the X Factor.
It's all good. It's all good. She's lovely. And you know what? Surprisingly, everyone's in good spirits. You know, we've been together now for about 3 weeks and it's been nice for everyone to get back together and get on the tour and, you know, catch up on all of our crazy lives over the last couple of months. And it's all good, actually. It feels like we're back in the house again.
Have you found touring difficult? Because I'm about to go on the Dancing on Ice tour, which is much like yours. But a bit more luxurious, really.
Our one,
I assure you. We've got Torvald and Dean. You don't get more luxurious than working with Torvald and Dean. So, I mean, how have you found the touring thing? Because for me, the repetition can get quite sort of, not again.
You know what? To be totally honest, we basically open the show and the opening number is amazing. And honestly, every single night, regardless of we're in, you know, a small arena in Brighton or whether we're doing the O2, the buzz that we get is just amazing. And of course, yeah, you're doing the same thing every night, but we like to, you know, mess around with the crowd, do things a little bit different and show a bit more skin, you know, as the weeks go on. So it's all good. I think we're into our third week now and there's a couple more weeks left and, you know, we've still got some big venues to play. We've still got to go to Glasgow and Birmingham and back at Wembley. So it's all good.
And have you found life as JLS? Because you are now a fully signed up band. You've got a record deal, I think I'm allowed to say.
Yes, totally.
And the route to getting a single out must be sort of on its way.
Yeah, you know what? We're not too far now. We feel that it's likely that we've got the first single. We've recorded quite a lot of stuff since the show, but also we've done hundreds of gigs. Like every single day we're doing 2 or 3 gigs, which is incredible. And yeah, you know, for us it's now just all about us now. I mean, we're finishing the X Factor tour, we're then going on tour with Lamar for a few weeks, which is going to be great as well.
Wow.
And then it's all gearing up to release the first single, which you know, I'm sure is eagerly anticipated, and you know, we're not going to disappoint. It's going to be an incredible song.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you more about that in a moment. Marvin from JLS right now in the middle of a tour in Cardiff. Stay where you are, we want to talk to you after this. It's now time for the part of the show where I tried to make you, well, use some of the old grey matter up top. It's the rewind. I'd like you to have a go of working out the mystery year that we're describing through a past edition of Heat magazine. So I have the aforementioned copy of Heat magazine in my hand, and on the cover we have, well, there's quite a bit on the cover, a picture of Justin Timberlake and also Kylie Minogue. Was it on? Was it off? What was really going on? Also on the cover, a candid picture of Catherine Zeta-Jones' nasty rash. The less said about that, the better. So let's go in. Let's have a look at the story about Kylie. It was, well, it was just after the Brit Awards when Kylie and Justin Timberlake got a little close. Do you remember that picture where Justin Timberlake, I'm looking at it now, quite a shocker. Justin Timberlake just puts his hand on Kylie's bottom. The Brit Awards took place in Earl's Court that year, but what was the year? Also, inside the magazine, it's the launch of Celebrity Fame Academy. Ruby Wax, just one of the contestants along with Ulrika Johnson, who obviously went on this year to win old What's-Its-Face, Big Brother, last year. Fern Cotton's in here as well. And also Paul Ross and Joe Brand. John Thompson also playing the drums. Really great picture. So Red Nose Day, it was the big hairdo year. But what was the year? Also inside this edition of Heat Magazine from a year gone by, on this page here, a lovely interview with a young lady called Anna Friel, who now lives in Los Angeles and is doing big things over there. Anna Friel says, "I saw Darren Day at a wedding recently. I was one of three exes there." Oh dear. Not that Darren's put it about, allegedly. Well, in the nicest terms, I mean that. But obviously, if you're one of three exes, let's be honest, you're quite far down the list. And also on this edition of Heat Magazine, as I turn the page, pop stars The Revivals. Reborn in the USA was about to begin on ITV1. I'm not quite sure this show did very well, but there are lots of stars, including Sonia. Hey, great. Is that Elkie Brooks? I think it is. Yeah, Elkie Brooks, Dollar, Michelle Gale, Tony Hadley, Lee John. Lee John spelled with three E's. Hilarious. Anyway, Gina G. Ooh, ah, just a little bit. They are all in there because they were taking part in a show that took all of these stars on a tour of America to see if they could revive their careers where no one recognised them. I closed the edition. I still don't recognise most of them now, apart from the lovely Michelle Gale. So those are the stories that were in a Heat magazine from a year gone by. But what was the year? If you think you know, well, keep it to yourself. I'll let you know if you're right a little later in the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Good evening, it's Andy on the radio. This is Hot or Not. And joining me now, as he does every week, to talk about the very latest in film, it is, of course, Heat Magazine. I can't even say it. Get my teat in right. Heat film editor, Charles Gant.
Good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Good weekend?
Yeah, lovely.
Yes. And a nice day in the office today, I'm sure.
Yeah, and the sun's shining, and that's, well, the sun was shining.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know.
It was a nice day. Yeah. Well, certainly here in London, it was a nice day. Just off Oxford Street, which is, can sometimes be really horrendous because there's far too many people. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. What are we talking about today?
It's Marley and Me, which is this new film starring Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston. What is it about? It's about a dog being naughty. I mean, but it's also about, you know, family and having kids and growing up and finding out what's important about life.
You like that? You like Bob Marley? Bob. Would that be a good name? Bob. Bob. Come here, Bob. Or Robert, when you got older, more dignified. Marley? You like that? That's a nice ring to it. Okay.
Right, at this point, Charles, I have to say, having listened to that clip, I, for one, wouldn't be inspired.
Yeah. Here's the problem. Finding an audio clip in a film where all the funny things that happen are visual things involving a dog being naughty.
Yeah.
And there isn't anything funny in the film apart from that.
Okay, Charles, firstly, can I just confirm, a Labrador, is that like the Andrex puppy?
Is that
a Labrador?
Yeah, Golden Labrador, exactly.
Okay, good, just so I know, because that is quite cutesy. And finally, the question I ask every week of every film you come and tell us about, Marley and Me, hot or not?
Well, I got to say, I didn't like this quite as much as some of my colleagues who literally came out of it in floods of tears, saying it was the most moving film they'd ever seen in their lives.
You work with some weird people.
And it does have a slightly sad ending, by the way, just so people know. If you're soppy about dogs, be prepared.
Which I'm so not, so it's fine.
But still, it's hot.
Charles Gant, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Still with me on the phone is Marvin from JLS. sorry. I just get used, you know, you're kind of just used to saying JLS.
That was so funny, right? Peter Dickinson, the guy that does that voice, you know, the whole... He sent us all like a ringtone for our mobile phones, and whenever my phone rings now, he goes, "Marvin, it's time to pick up your phone."
Fan, I love stuff like that.
All of us have got it. Me, all the boys, and Daniel's got it. Alex has got it. It's so funny. So now when we're on the coach, it's just like, all you hear is Peter Dixon's voice the whole way through the journey.
So you talked earlier about the fact that, you know, you're getting a single ready for release. Have you recorded the song?
Well, we've recorded a few songs, and there's not, you know, it's not actually been set, the exact single, but we're confident that we know what we're going to roll with. It's not 100% confirmed yet. But obviously, once it is, then, you know, I'm sure that...
we'll be the first to play it. That's what you're going to say, I know.
Well, you know, you've looked after us, Andy, so hopefully we'll be able to sort something out like that, absolutely.
And I've always wondered, is there an etiquette, as in somebody, Alex has to go first, and then you guys can go second?
There's not, actually, because Owen's going to be releasing the song pretty soon.
Hang on. Owen. Owen. No, can't say I remember one called Owen. But go, do carry on with the story.
Okay, Alex is releasing a track probably towards the end of the year.
Right.
Our label Epic was signed to Sony BMG. They're just, you know, eager to get us out as soon as possible. But obviously, you know, we got to make sure that the song we release is going to be a smash, you know. So it's got to be, we can't rush it, but also we can't take our time. So it's, but like I said, it's going well. We feel that we've got the first single, so it's all good.
And when are you going to have a rest?
Rest? We don't do rest, not yet.
Okay.
We haven't got time.
Fair enough.
Now, you know what, I think we're going to have a week holiday sometime just after the Le Mans tour.
Right.
And then as soon as we come back, it'll just be sort of full steam ahead to release the first single, you know?
Excellent. Time for some peri-peri chicken, that's what I say.
Absolutely.
Right, Marvin, I know you've got to get back to paying attention to your concert. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
No problem, Andy. Thank you so much.
We do look forward to the single.
Yes, hopefully it's going to be pretty soon.
Excellent. Right, cheers. Cheers, big ears.
Take care, Andy.
See you later. Bye. This is Heat. So in this week's Hotcast competition, you can win all the best entertainment releases from today. Listen to this for a prize list. The Rocker, Brideshead Revisited, Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day, Repo, The Genetic Opera, Saw 5, and tickets to the new Saw ride at Thorpe Park, LA Confidential Special Edition, Art of War 2, The Lodger, Quarantine, The Hills Series 3, Generation Kill, Dynasty Series 1 and 2, Cosby Show Series 4, Most Haunted Series 6, 7 and 8. They've done 8 series? Marley and Me goodie bags plus Confessions of a Shopaholic soundtrack and new albums from Kelly Clarkson and Lee Mead. To win, all you've got to do is answer this question. On Monday and Tuesday of this week, where were the X Factor finalists on stage? So what city held the X Factor tour on Monday and Tuesday night? If you think you know, just send me an email at studio@heatradio.com. Don't forget to include your answer, your contact details, and you could be the very latest Hotcast competition winner. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat. This is Andy on the very latest Hot or Not Hotcast, showcasing the best of last week's show. But listen, don't forget there are loads of other great shows on Heat Radio. Here's my favourite bit from Out of the Blue with Ford, when Paul spoke to Two Pints of Lager stars Sheridan Smith and Catherine Drysdale. This
is Heat. Out of the Blue with Ford on Heat. Sheridan Smith and Catherine Drysdale are with us. Two Pints of Lager and Sunday, so it's this comic relief thing. So yeah. What's the deal? What's going on there?
Well, it's Susan Nixon, who our writer,
yeah.
Also wrote a show called Grown Ups.
Which you're in.
Which I'm in. Yeah. And the same Two Pints team wrote with Tim Dawson, Coming of Age, another BBC Three show.
Right.
So all the shows are coming together for one kind of big comic relief hoedown.
And how's that going to work then? Is it? Because I'm thinking of you, really.
Well, yeah, I'm in and out of costumes all day, wasn't I? Kind of.
Yeah.
So are you doubling up?
I'm doubling up.
Yeah.
All right.
We did pre-records and lots of stage trickery. Sort of.
And camera angles. And so what I end up fighting myself, my character, the two characters, which was bonkers. So I beat the crap out of myself. Can I say crap?
You can, yeah. Well, you have. So, you know, it's out there.
It's out there now. You know. Sorry, listeners. But yeah, so it was good fun. It was good fun to film, but quite confusing at times, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's quite chaotic.
Listen, if you can both stay with us, more with Sheridan Smith, Catherine Drysdale coming up. So it's 9 o'clock, Sunday night, BBC Three.
And
we haven't even finished. So you're only a couple of days away. A
couple of days, yeah, I know. I think the director was saying it's the latest they've ever got an episode of Two Pints in.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all stations go. And it's for comic relief, so yes, I hope lots of people do funny things for money.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
Break even the script, Out of the Blue with Ford on Heat Wednesday morning, and I'd say probably my favourite two actresses in the world. I'm not just saying that. I swear I'm not.
Really?
Sheridan Smith, Catherine Drysdale. Hold on, what's been going on with Two Pints of Lager, of course. So what's been happening? Isn't Will had some sort of thing going on where what's happening?
He was doing a stunt up in Runcorn, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he got carried away and, yes, he's hurt his knee. So he's on crutches.
He got carried away?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
It was
like showing off. Was he showing off is what it was?
Style stunt.
He tried to be James Bond.
He was trying to be James Bond.
Right.
And, very quickly injured his knee and had to go off.
Were you there? Hospital. Did you see it happen?
I didn't see it happen, though.
No,
did you?
I didn't see it happen, but I heard, well, they got it, though. They got it in the one take, apparently, so luckily that's
fine.
Yeah,
we got a full report, though.
Yeah.
Poor Will. Oh.
From him or from everyone else? Are they differing, I'm
they're
guessing.
Differing reports.
They really I thought they might do. Look, we've got one more thing to do. We do a thing called the Out the Blue question, which is pretty much what it is. So, for both of you, what was the last thing that made you gasp?
I saw a very rude picture on somebody's mobile phone who's an actor that I'm not going to name.
Please.
That just made me gasp.
It was something very rude disguised as a hot dog.
I know what it is.
I have no idea what it was.
It was a hot dog, but it wasn't a hot dog.
Let me just say injured knee.
Listen, it's lovely to meet the both of you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much for coming in, and we look forward to it. So it's 9 o'clock, BBC Three. Yep. Lovely job.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us on. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Time to put you out of your misery and tell you, if you guess this week's Rewind correctly, podcast people, I can reveal that the date we're talking about was March the 9th, 2003. Heat Radio. Okay, that's it for this week's Hotcast. Remember to tune in to next week's show with Brian Dowling, Monday at 8.
Do it. Check it out. Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.